This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 24th. Royal Caribbean is increasing its daily gratuities as of September 7th. Guests that are staying in a standard stateroom, which include an inside ocean view or balcony, will soon be paying $1.50 more at $16 per person per day. Guests staying in suites will see a dollar increase per person per day. This past spring, both Norwegian Cruise Line and Carnival Cruise Line increased their gratuities, followed by Disney Cruise Line in July. This is Royal Caribbean's first daily gratuity hike in over 4 years. Gratuities go to both crew members in the front of the house, like dining and cabin stewards, as well as the back of the house, which include laundry and cleaners. And the dominoes just keep falling. The Bahamian government will soon change its cruise visitor protocols to align with those arriving by air. This means that cruisers will no longer need to be vaccinated to visit the Bahamas, something that the country has been requiring for passengers 12 and older. There is no official date on when the Bahamas will officially make these changes, although it's likely to align with most cruise line mandates being lifted in early September. Local residents of the Bahamian Islands have reached out to Cruise Radio directly, telling us they are not happy with this latest announcement. And MSC Cruises' MSC Seascape, the second ship in the Seaside Evo class for MSC Cruises, has entered the final phases of construction. Last week, the ship entered sea trials where it underwent intensive system tests with the navigation and engineering teams. The 169,000 gross registered ton ship will be delivered in late November and enter service in December, sailing year-round from Miami to the Caribbean. It'll be the second new MSC ship to launch this year, following World Europa. And cruise line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 1.6%, 9.54. Royal Caribbean up 3.1%, 38.96. And Norwegian up 2.4%, 12.85. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.